Note reference, 6. And when something new is carefully introduced into the service bulletin and pulpit announcements, prepare the way so as to cause the least possible stir. In an age of spirituality seekers, where participatory worship is continually privileged, such services usually get low marks. Cold is the frequent adjective by those who are not regulars, but many are deeply moved by quiet solemnity in a classical concert atmosphere, and may even find God in the constant, in a service that has been the same for years, and express sadness at a new liturgy that uses gender-neutral language or New English translations for familiar readings. The cadences of such a liturgy can be a warm balm for many, but the numbers are decreasing steadily. In fact, my interviews with worshippers following services indicate that few find spiritual sustenance from the liturgy, or even edification from the sermon, but come mostly out of comfort in attending something that rarely changes. They enjoy the community of fellow worshippers who also appear regularly and who share weekly socializing at the lengthy refreshment hour after the Sabbath evening and morning services. They complain if the service exceeds the standard length, especially if a guest speaker talks longer than the weekly norm, as they look forward to it.